is probably a slow night because nobody would want to come out the house last night after that debacle, after what happened at Berkeley, what happened at Levi's in Santa Clara in 100-degree weather. Oh, it was a disaster as the 49ers dropped to 2-3, 0-2 in the NFC West, 0-3 in the NFC. And look, today's the show, 888-957-9570. And shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Shout out to YouTube. I wish the chat was buzzing today. Trust me, I do. But I'm going to make something clear here today, Shasky, that my trigger finger when it comes to the flush button will be quick today. It will be quick today if you come in with the hot garbage about this guy should be fired, this guy should be benched. I want to have a grown-up philosophical conversation about what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers. So I don't have time for your little nonsense at the kiddie table fighting over tablecloths about this guy not blocking or this, that. No. Let's have a conversation about what the hell is going on with the 49ers. And one thing is, it's evident. And it's proof in the red zone that you miss Christian McCaffrey. Because so far this season, the Niners are 9-22. 9-22 in the red zone. They've got problems in the red zone, and it's directly correlated with the absence of Chris McCaffrey. But there's a lot to get into, Shasky. I can't wait for this one. Oh, I'm fired up for this show.
I just, this one just is so frustrating because they got body bagged in the second half. Like, there's no other way around it. You got out hit, and you didn't hit anybody other than arm tackling. If I watch Malik Mustafa and Campbell, and even, look, the great Fred Warner, who just looked a little compromised yesterday, all of these great players on defense either not showing up with no pressure whatsoever or arm tackling. James Conner, a.k.a. the Terminator, was destroying them yesterday.
Was it John Conner the Terminator?
Yeah, but that's James Conner. That's the nickname that the Steeler fans gave him. No, but the point being is that that guy in the second half, they said 77 yards. If you told me 177 yards, I would have believed you. Yeah. He was a wrecking ball in the second half. And then Kyler Murray, that touchdown design where they did the fake run, jump up and throw, it was Tebow-like.
Oh, yes.
He was unbelievable yesterday. There were some horrific angles. But to me, this isn't even on. Like, the defense had moments where they got stops on short-sided fields. This is a combination loss here. When it combo loss.
You're calling it buffet?
They got
a Sizzler special?
They got outcoached in the second half, and they got out-executed and out-hit. Like, that's what happened. The Cardinals came and played a full 60-minute game, and the Niners didn't. And we could talk about the kicker not being available. This, well, then situational football. That whole drive, after they get the field goal on the Purdy interception. So Purdy gets the ball tipped. He's late. He was going to throw a pick to Kittle because he was late in the flat anyway, whether it got tipped or not. No one wants to admit it, but that's what was going to happen. And then the defense got to stop. They got a field goal. You get the ball back. You march down. Bonte, I'm looking at seven straight sick plays.
Are you talking about the final drive for Arizona?
No. It's 23-13. Okay.
All right.
It's in the third quarter after you get a field goal stop. The defense got to stop. Seven straight big plays. You get down to, I don't know, the 24-yard line. And then you get stuffed. And then it's 2nd and 9. And Juwan Jennings has a false start. And it totally ruins, and they just short circuit. Yeah. And then Purdy gets another pass tipped.
He gets sacked.
Well, I thought he was thrown into triple coverage anyway, so I don't even know. Well, and then he holds the ball forever, and you're forced to go for it because you don't have the kicker. That whole sequence, we can talk about the quarterback. We can talk about decision-making. Maybe the coach dialing up a draw or something, understanding that, hey, I don't have my kicker available. That sequence right there ended up being monster for this team. And obviously the Jordan Mason fumble down the stretch. Why is Ronnie Bell even in the game?
Hold on. There's so many questions. And there's so many guys to get into. I could get into Nick Sorensen, but I'm not going to start there. Because I know Steve Wilkes' defense, whether we laughed at him or not. Well, Nick Bosa was talking about second half adjustments. When Steve Wilkes, even during the three-game losing streak, when Steve Wilkes, everybody wanted him out of town. Minnesota, they gave up 6 points in the second half. They were shutting down Cincinnati going into the fourth quarter. Cleveland scored 19 points at all. What Nick Sorensen is doing, I don't know, but it looks pretty predictable when you send blitzes. It looks pretty predictable when guys run RPOs and you can't get a stop. It looks pretty predictable when you give up at least 7 yards a carry in the second half and miss me with the heat because both teams played the heat. And the Niners... And the Niners had the ball for 38 minutes. So offensively, this was a colossal disaster. Again, you're not, when you continue to settle for field goals and you don't score touchdowns in this league, you will get beat over and over and over again.
And like, I'm looking at all their red zone opportunities, but before the kicker even went down.
9 of 22 overall this season in red zone.
But here's what I don't understand. And look, they did what I wanted. They ISO'd Kittle early in the game and tried to throw him a little fade. They tried to run that little short stream. Ayuk is cooking. This is his best game in forever. He's cooking, and he doesn't get a red zone look.
No, it's a colossal disaster.
He doesn't get a red zone look. Debo on a milk carton in this game, and I thought Jordan Mason, until the fumble, was cooking as well. It's just the red zone stuff. I don't know even know what to make of it.
It's 9 of 22. No, I tell you what to make of it.
I don't know what to make of it.
It's not adjusting without Christian McCaffrey, because what Christian McCaffrey does in the red zone, there's certain guys who's got a nose for the end zone. Like, I look at Lamar Jackson, for example. He's got a nose for the end zone. King Henry, Derrick Henry, he's got a nose for the end zone. You know what I'm saying? There's certain guys who's got a nose, so that's where I'm going with CMC. You could put him in a slot. You can line him out wide. You get a matchup nightmare on a linebacker. You run the Texas routes. You run the flat out routes. You do whatever you got to do. But Christian McCaffrey has a nose for the end zone. They are missing that element with Christian McCaffrey. There's no doubt about it. Jordan Mason's been running great. There's no doubt he's running great. He's trucking dudes, but you can't fumble inside the 10-yard line when you have an opportunity to.
I agree.
You got to take care of the football. And all the Twitter coaches and everybody out there trying to coach and say, you know, blame Juszczyk for the missed block. Well, initially, he made his block. Buda Baker and number 7 came in flying in hole. It's so.
Well, you know me on personnel. When I saw Ronnie Bell out there, I go, there's no way they're passing. Yeah. There's no. The minute I saw Ronnie Bell walk onto that field, because I'm big on like red zone personnel groupings, right. I was like, you have Ayuk, Debo, and Jennings, and Ronnie Bell is on the field. Now, this is what I know. You know, it's hot, and I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. And I'm not even trying to rip Ronnie Bell. I'm just saying, when the defense sees him on the field, you know what they're thinking? There's no way in hell you're passing the ball. Look at that personnel grouping they had on that play.
It was terrible. I saw it. But
juice,
still,
juice
everybody's got
Ronnie Bell.
But Juice.
And then you still
juice,
shoot fumble. I'm not juice, trying to make an
juice
excuse.
Juice made his block. Kittle, I don't know if he missed his block or what happened on that play, but Jordan, here, that's on Jordan Mason. You've got to take care of the football.
I agree.
But we start with the top. When it comes to the 49ers, we start with the top. We start with the head coach, and we start with the quarterback. Now, a lot of people are tired of Shanahan or whatnot, and I'm not tired of Shanahan. Players got to execute.
I'm frustrated.
I'll
be real with you. I'm pretty frustrated.
But I look at the quarterback saying, you got to take – he's trying to hit the home run at times a little too much with Brock Purdy.
Totally.
He's trying to hit the home run a little too much. You got to get rid of the ball. You don't need to scramble around like you're Doug Flutie or Roger Staubach every single play. Like you said, the drop back passing game was working yesterday. Would I like to see a little more play action? Absolutely, I would like to see a little more play action. But let's be real. When you look at the numbers here, just the raw data of the football game, they had no business losing yesterday. They had no business. Now, on the final drive when Arizona got the ball and Jordan Mason fumbled, I said, oh, this is a disaster. And 4th and 5, Kyler Murray, you got to tip your cap. 4th and 5, and we played the call. Kevin Burkhardt coming in on Fox Sports alongside Tom Brady. 4th and 5, and the Niners, and hold on, let me finish. This is what the difference. Now, the Niners showed a cover zero blitz. I think Fred Warner was a linebacker who dropped back into coverage, but they still sent 5. And Murray throws it off his back foot to Marvin Harrison Jr., who was on the milk carton as well. That was only his second catch of the game, but it was a hell of a catch on an out route. And he throws it up, and Isaac Yadam's on him. The Cardinals, conversely, when Brock Purdy throws his end-of-game interception and he gets the ball tipped, the Cardinals are in a zero blitz. And for the life of me, why can't the Niners block up a Kevin? Guy sent 6 on the 49ers, and for the last 5 years, the 49ers have yet to figure out how to navigate against a cover zero blitz. They may be the only team with one of the greatest offensive minds we've seen over the last 10 years with Kyle Shanahan that just can't function on the cover zero blitz. And Purdy gets his ball tipped. Kittle's wide open in a flat. That's going to be a first down. He's going to get out of bounds. Game over.
But this goes back to what Brady was talking about during the game and what Kyle has said for years now. He doesn't want quarterbacks making protection calls at the line. So, like, to your point about, like, all these tip passes and all these free-release blitzers and all that stuff, like, Kyle believes, and this is just the way they run offense, is
it's not good.
I don't want my quarterback making those calls. And Brady said it during the broadcast, and we'll pull the sound at some point. Yeah, I don't want anything to be simplified. As the quarterback, I don't want anything simple. I want everything on my plate. I want to be able to be the one, because I'm the one out there throwing the ball, and I'm the one out there under duress, so I want to be able to have more control. So that's a Kyle scheme thing, not a Brock. But Brock wasn't good in this game,
We'll stop right there with Brady. This is why when it came back to Brady, coming to the San Francisco 49ers. What did I initially say about that?
It would not
I had questions about whether or not it will work between Kyle and Brady. Kyle wants full control. He wants full autonomy. Brady, you hear him in the broadcast booth last night, and we see how his career played out. He wants full control in the huddle, and he wants full control at the line of scrimmage. So how would that have worked out? That's why it's not shocking to me anymore that Kyle said no to Tom Brady and kept Jimmy Garoppolo around because he wants full control. And Brock Purdy, you notice, he's ready for more on his plate. Brady's talking about Kyler Murray. And I'm reading about Caleb Williams, and I'm watching Caleb Williams get better and better by the week. The number one overall pick for the Chicago Bears. He's getting better and better by the week. And you know what they're doing, Matt Eberflus and company? They're putting a little more on his plate. He's having a little more control at the line of scrimmage. Brock Purdy can handle it. Give him some control at the line of scrimmage so we don't, for the life of me, cover zero blitz. If you want to defeat the cover the Niners in four wide formations or five wide formations, just sit at cover zero blitz because the 49ers offense and their philosophy don't seem to have an answer for cover zero blitzes.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up that one Kyler play at the end because it was a brilliant play. I think for me, the part that I loved about that play schematically is let's ISO this guy on the left-hand side, and we know even if the blitz comes, I'm going to have enough room to lob one up to him in a one-on-one situation, and I'm giving my guy enough chance. Like I just thought the spacing, everything was set up, and that's high IQ from Kyler Murray, knowing if I lob this bad boy up, there's nobody going to come. It's a one-on-one play. My guy is going to box him out. The guy that we're not, I mean, James Conner was awesome. Wilson kicked their butt too. I thought Wilson, number 14, the wide receiver, was excellent in this game. And then Kyler, first quarter, I've never seen a player go bye-bye from the 45-yard line.
Well, you've never seen a player do that?
At the line of scrimmage.
I've seen players do that all the time.
At the line of scrimmage?
But you know what?
He went bye-bye at the line of scrimmage.
Five yards down the field, he went bye-bye.
I couldn't believe it.
Tyreek Hill does that as well. But
yeah, you're right. Tyreek does. But quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's not good. So I'm looking at the team stats here. I'm looking at the team stats and the 49ers. 32 minutes and 58 seconds of time of possession. But in the second half, they get shut out. They get shut out now. Losing your kicker. Forced you to go for that 4th and 23.
But it was that sequence. I've got it right
here.
I know.
The whole sequence was bad. But it forced you to go for it at 4th and 23 from the Arizona 27-yard line. Moody's healthy. That's a 44-yard kick. Moody's healthy. It's 26-13. Moody's healthy. You may have a shot to win this football game. But you lost Jake Moody. And I see people. This is how you know when people don't play football or never played football or don't understand. Well, maybe you should have your kicker try to tackle. You want to do? You want the guy to return a kickoff to the house?
Dallas is the only guy who has a return touchdown on that kickoff play all year.
Right.
Okay? I'm sorry. This is unfortunate. It sucks. He got hurt. You have to make a play there.
You got to make a play.
I mean, what do you want to do? And if he doesn't, you know, we're saying, oh, the kicker's got to make a play there.
Yeah, exactly.
Break. No, it's unfortunate. It sucks that it happened, but that's football. Here's the thing I wanted, and I know they asked him in the postgame. They were like, how far can Wisnowski actually kick a kick? What was your – the final drive, where were you trying to get to? And they were like, to the 15. Yeah. Like, we're thinking we got to get down to the 10 or the 15.
Would have been an extra point, basically.
But, like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, and this is just a bigger football question. I mean, you got to be prepared for these things. And you got to get down to the 15? I don't even know if that's a fair question.
You want two kickers on a roster?
No, maybe we should be practicing a little more with the punter kicking field goals. I don't know. No, I'm asking like big picture as like an NFL guy. I don't know. Like when I saw Juice laughing at it around on the sidelines in the middle of that game when they're up 10, he's like goofing around, kicking the bed. He's like laughing and the crowd's giving us up. And I'm thinking, guys, this is still a game. Why are we goofing around on the sidelines?
Oh,
and I'm not trying to make too much of it. I'm just saying, like, there's this aura of arrogance from this team that has been lingering for a long time. And it's no wonder that the hungrier team in the second half yesterday, in the sweltering heat, came in and body bagged them late. They body bagged them. Missed tackles on the final three drives?
Well, no, how many missed tackles at all? 16 missed tackles, Lovman. 16 missed tackles.
Can our safeties
on Sunday
cover?
I got bigger questions. You guys see me in the thread. I want a ball hawking safety so bad. The safeties can't cover. I've been yelling for a cover safety. Hufanga's hurt again, which has me questions about his long-term future with the San Francisco 49ers. Another injury for Hufanga. He's been hurt three times already. He just got back. So he can't stay healthy. Look, the heat was a problem for the fans. You saw a lot of people ducking for shade or whatnot.
It was a factor.
But
for both teams.
But you know what? I look at my big money players on the final drive, and I'm watching T.J. Watt last night.
Oh, well.
And I'm watching, guys all over the league make big-time plays to close out a game. The New York Giants sacked Geno Smith 7 times yesterday. So Thursday, when they do play Seattle, I don't want to hear anything about not getting sacks, because Geno Smith got sacked 7 times by Burns, Thibodeau, Lawrence, and whoever was up there playing for the New York Giants. Where was my money players on the final drive?
Bosa was, I watched the game back again this morning. Bosa was not, he made the great play on the screen pass. He was non-existent. Leonard Floyd was nearly non-existent.
I haven't heard Leonard Floyd's name since week one.
And Fred Warner, to me, it was courageous that he played. He wasn't the same. I'm not trying to rip Fred.
He was compromised.
And I'm giving him credit for even suiting up. Malik Mustafa missed a million tackles.
Oh, my God. I mean,
the Hufanga angle Hufanga. He took on the Kyler Murray play. Yeah. All I kept thinking about was Baldy saying, when you're playing safety, you have to stay back between the man and the ball, and you can't allow a guy. He came flying in late.
He has not been good this year.
He has been not good at all.
He's losing money. He's losing money. Let's
Jair
be real.
Jair Brown made a couple of plays in coverage.
Jair Brown's stiff. He's stiff in pass coverage. I need more from him, but let's be real, too. Devondre Campbell's been awful.
Well, he needs to not
play. He's been a big F. D-Winters is coming. I'm sorry. Devondre Campbell, if Drake Greenlaw gets back here and he's healthy, the 49ers may straight up just cut Devondre Campbell. I'm dead serious. He may just get cut. I mean, it is not good right now with number 59. So it's not good with the 49ers. They're 2-3, but I got a positive for everybody. Oh, Bonte Hill, businessman Bonte.
Are you serious?
You can count on me. If they win on Thursday and Arizona loses to Green Bay, you're tied for first place in the NFC West. So I'm not going all doom and gloom. I'm not all going doom and gloom in the first week of October. Am I saying there's issues with the football team? You damn right there's issues with the football team. I have no idea where you're going to find a pass rush from. Can't go out and buy that. They don't grow on trees. You can't find another defensive coordinator because Nick Sorensen looks lost right now. And I don't know what's going on with him. All the people who want to see Wilkes out, we shouldn't be careful what we wish for. However, we got issues. But with the win on Thursday, we're feeling good on Friday, aren't we?
I'll think about that Thursday morning. Today, it's situation critical.
For you. Oh, I'm here for it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shout out to our great friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. Got a feeling we're going to use that dump button a lot today. That flush button, I mean. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Your phone calls, Niner fans. What went wrong? What are you angry about this morning? Niners dropped to 2-3. They get shut out in the second half by the Arizona Cardinals, who had 40-plus dropped out of the week before, and they had nobody playing. What's going on with the Niners? You were right. I was wrong.